第四篇
Passage 4
英汉口译
English-Chinese Interpretation Listen to the recording and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese. Members of the faculty, proud parents, and above all, graduates, the first thing I would like to say is thank you. Not only has Harvard given me an extraordinary honor, but the weeks of fear and nausea I've endured at the thought of giving this commencement address have made me lose weight. A win-win situation. Now all I have to do is take deep breaths, squint at the red banners, and convince myself that I am at the world's largest Gryffindor's reunion. Delivering a commencement address is a great responsibility, or so I thought until I cast my mind back to my own graduation. The commencement speaker that day was the distinguished British philosopher Baroness Mary Warnock. Reflecting on her speech has helped me enormously in writing this one, because it turns out that I can't remember a single word she said. This liberating discovery enables me to proceed without any fear that I might inadvertently influence you to abandon promising careers in business, law, or politics for the giddy delights of becoming a gay wizard. Actually, I have racked my mind and heart for what I ought to say to you today. I have asked myself what important lessons I have learned in the 21 years that has expired between that day and this. I have come up with two answers. On this wonderful day when we are gathered together to celebrate your academic success, I have decided to talk to you about the benefits of failure. And as you stand on the threshold of what is sometimes called real life, I want to extol the crucial importance of imagination. These may seem chaotic or paradoxical choices, but bear with me. I'll pick up the topic of the benefits of failure and leave the topic of the importance of imagination for this afternoon. Half my lifetime ago, I was striking an uneasy balance between the ambition I had for myself and what those closest to me expected of me. I was convinced that the only thing I wanted to do ever was to write novels. However, my parents took the view that my overactive imagination was a personal quirk that could never pay a mortgage or secure a pension. They had hoped that I would take a vocational degree, but I wanted to study English literature and eventually scuttled off down the classics corridor. What I feared most for myself at your age was not poverty, but failure. The fact that you are graduating from Harvard suggests that you are not very well acquainted with failure. Indeed, your conception of failure might not be too far from the average person's idea of success, so high have you already flown academically. 7 years after my graduation day, I had failed on an epic scale. An exceptionally short-lived marriage had imploded, and I was jobless, a lone parent, and as poor as it is possible to be in modern Britain without being homeless. The fears my parents had for me and that I had for myself had both come to pass, and by every usual standard, I was the biggest failure I knew. That period of my life was a dark one, and I had no idea how far the tunnel extended, and for a long time, any light at the end of it was a hope rather than a reality. So why do I talk about the benefits of failure? Simply because failure meant a stripping away of the inessential, and so rock bottom became the solid foundation on which I rebuilt my life. You might never fail on the scale I did, but some failure in life is inevitable. It is impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default. Failure gave me an inner security that I had never attained by passing examinations. Failure taught me things about myself that I could have learned no other way. You will never truly know yourself or the strength of your relationships until both have been tested by adversity. Such knowledge is a true gift for all that is painfully won. I am nearly finished this morning. I hope that even if you remember not a single word of mine, you remember those of Seneca about the meaning of life, an old Roman I met in the classics corridor in search of ancient wisdom. As is a tale, so is life. Not how long it is, but how good it is what matters. I wish you all very good lives. Thank you very much.